Welcome everybody to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. AEW Dark Elevation starts with Red Velvet teaming up with Anna Jay and Ty Conti. Ty Jay defeating the team of Freya States and Helica Risk and Ari Alexander, with Anna Jay making Alexander tap out to the Queen Slayer. Can she still call it the Queen Slayer now that Brandy's gone? I guess she will. We go to our first of three 10-man tag team matches on this episode. The first one being 2.0 Daniel Garcia and Austin and Colton Gunn of the Gun Club defeating the team of Dean Alexander, Chico Adams, Ariel Levy, and Dominic Guarini and Kevin Koo. Now, Guarini and Koo, you might remember from the tag team called Violence is Forever. They were a big part of MLW, being part of Team Filthy with Tom Lawler. They've also appeared in Beyond Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, and many other wrestling organizations as a pretty decent tag team in the last couple years. But in this match, Daniel Garcia makes Chico Adams submit to the Sharpshooter. The Bunny defeated Caitlin Alexis quickly with Down the Rabbit Hole. AHFO, say that 10 times fast. The team of Andrade El Idolo teaming up with The Butcher, The Blade, and Private Party, defeating the team of Sean Dean, Carly Bravo, Baron Black, Jameson Ryan, and Chandler Hopkins. This is The Butcher's first match since November of 2021, and Andrade had the match won here, hitting El Idolo on Carly Bravo, but he tagged in Isaiah Cassidy to come in and get the pin instead. And after the match, Matt Hardy is seen coming out on the stage and kind of staring at AHFO and looking pretty impressed with their victory. Ruby Soho defeated Haley J. Haley J is from IWA Mid-South. She's also appeared on the NWA Empower pay-per-view. But Ruby gets the quick win here with the No Future Kick. Lance Archer destroyed Joey O'Reilly, destroying him in seconds after hitting the blackout. And then he kept repeating, punching him to the face until the referee stopped the match. The referee tried to keep on stopping him, but he actually got pushed off by him. So not sure if anything's going to happen to Lance Archer because of that. Nyla Rose, Layla Hirsch, and Emi Sakura defeated Sky Blue, Kira Hogan, and the newly signed AQA. Before the match, they had a video from Kira Hogan explaining her song from the Who We Are album and how it represents her and her upbringing. Layla Hirsch gets the pin on Blue after a running knee and a little bit of help from Vicky Guerrero. Jay Lethal, Matt Sydal, Frankie Kazarian, Lee Johnson, and Brock Anderson teamed up to defeat Chaos Project, Peter Avalon, JD Drake, and Cesar Bononi, with Jay Lethal hitting a flying elbow drop off the top rope on Serpentico for the win. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. The Varsity Blondes defeated Marcus Cross and Guillermo Rojas, with Griff Garrison pinning Cross with a flatliner. Something I noticed with Julia Hart, who's still in their corner wearing her eye patch. Whenever she was looking at the crowd or the camera, she was like being her smiley self and waving. But whenever like the Varsity Blondes like turned her back, she kind of gave them like a disgusted stare, like a little look that... It was interesting. Like her demeanor definitely changed whenever she was looking at the Varsity Blondes. So I'm not sure if there's more to that or if it's just like a one-time thing. But like I said, the Varsity Blondes did get the win here after a flatliner. The Wingmen, good to see them back all in full force here. Ryan Nemeth, Peter Avalon, JD Drake, and Cesar Bononi defeated the team of Rohit Raju, Karam, Sotiera Chun, and Caleb Tennedy. Chun was actually on New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong last week, wrestling as Cody Chun. It's interesting that whenever he's on AEW, he doesn't wrestle as Cody, but we'll see if that continues in the future or not. And at Rohit Raju, you'll definitely know him from Impact Wrestling. He was there for a while, and he recently left, and he's making his AEW debut here. Karam also has been wrestling in FIP Wrestling, Evolve, AAW. He's also making his debut here. But Peter Avalon, in his brand new hair, gets the pin on Chun after a neckbreaker and top rope splash. Sky Blue defeated Ruthie J with a flatliner. Nick Camarado defeated Lamar Diggs. Diggs is a pretty big dude, about the size of Camarado here, but Camarado gets the win with a wheelbarrow slam. Preston Vance, 10 of the Dark Order, defeated Ben Bishop. Bishop is this huge, almost 7-foot-tall guy here who towers over 10. And it should be interesting that when 10 came out, he started doing like the Ty Dillinger 10 chance. So I'm still surprised I haven't done 10 versus Sean Spears. I feel like that match is destined to happen at some point. That negative one kind of stood in the face of Bishop, who I said is very tall. So it was very fun to see that visual of 10 and negative one standing in front of Ben Bishop. And then negative one got on the shoulders of 10. It was pretty funny here. But 10 is able to chop Bishop down on his knees and take him out with the full Nelson. And after the match, negative one put on his own full Nelson on Ben Bishop. Fuego del Sol defeated David Ali after a jumping stomp to the back of the head. And in the main event, Matt Sydal defeated Serpentico with the Lightning Spiral. We go to NXT UK, which starts with Sam Gradwell defeated Kenny Williams with a roll-up. Before the match, Williams comes out in crutches and claims that he was injured, but Sid Scala interrupts with a video saying that he has been lying and Kenny is actually medically cleared. So after the match, Williams takes out Gradwell with the crutch and then took a pair of scissors and actually cuts off Gradwell's infamous mohawk, which of course makes him very upset. We see Gallus backstage watching their appearance while taking over Supernova Sessions from last week. But Wolfgang storms off as he's serious, getting ready for his match tonight with Jordan Devlin. Xia Brookside was happy to be interviewed about being a role model, but got upset when the interviewer was comparing her to a male. We see a montage of Dave Mastiff training Jack Starrs to be more like him, and then Sam Gradwell is seen furiously backstage looking for Kenny Williams. Amelia McKenzie defeated Angel Hayes with a facebuster. Nathan Fraser was being interviewed about his recent matches, and he went on and challenged Ia Dragunov for the NXT UK Championship, so I'm very looking forward to that match if it does happen. We get a vignette from DeFamilia, where they said that they will regroup, and then nobody will be able to stop them. Stevie Turner defeated Myla Grace, and they announced that next week they will invite Mako Satomura to the ring for a celebration on her time here in NXT UK. And the main event here was Jordan Devlin defeating Wolfgang, a first-time one-on-one encounter from these two, and Devlin wins with a Spanish Fly and a 450 Splash, and a pretty good main event here. Impact Wrestling, this was the go-home show before No Surrender, which happened this past Saturday. My report is on PulseWrestling.com if you want to check that out. Before the Impact, Eddie Edwards defeated Big Con, formerly Conor O'Brien from The Ascension, after hitting not one but two Boston Knee parties. Then if you didn't see what happened to Eddie Edwards at No Surrender, definitely check out what he did. Moose signs a contract for his match against W. Morrissey at No Surrender, and he says that Scott D'Amore already sent Josh Alexander home, and after No Surrender, he'll send somebody else home as well. And then Morrissey didn't come out for his contract signing, but he did come out at the end, and he attacked Moose as he was leaving and chokeslammed him off the entrance into a table, and then he signed the contract. Masha Slamovic defeated Kaya Dream in about 44 seconds with the Russian Death Device. Ace Austin defeated Blake Christian and Laredo Kid in a triple threat match, with Austin pinning Christian after the fold. A fantastic 11-minute match here. And with this win, Austin earns a spot at No Surrender in a fatal four-way match, where the winner of that becomes the number one contender to the X Division Championship, which Jake Something ended up winning. The Inspiration, they keep talking to Caleb with a K backstage and offer him a spot with them, but he says that he's a loyal person, and that is something that they like about him. Giselle Shaw makes her Impact Wrestling debut here, defeating Lady Frost. She kicks out of the temperature drop moonsaw that hits the corkscrew elbow for the win. Chris Sabin defeated Kenny King. This is Kenny King's first match in Impact since 2015. Sabin gets the pin, countering into a crucifix. Then Maria cuts a promo saying that Honor No More, they can trust each other, and he asks if Team Impact can do the same, and says that they weren't the ones to take out Jonathan Gresham. And it's interesting that Steve Macklin is actually missing from their corner tonight, and then Team Impact bumps it to Macklin backstage and question him about it, but Macklin is able to earn their trust. Savannah Evans and Tasha Steeles defeated Mickie James and Chelsea Green, with Steeles pinning James after a crucifix bomb. So interesting here that Steeles was able to pin the champion. Brian Myers cuts a promo backstage to VSK and Zicky Dice, where he yells at them and says that the learning tree is no more after they did not help him last week against W. Morrissey. And a main event here, Jay White, Tama Tonga, and Tonga Loa defeated Violet by Design, Eric Young, Diener, and Joe Doring, with Jay White pinning Diener after back-to-back top rope splashes from the Gorillas of Destiny. And the Good Brothers came out after the match to have a face-off with G.O.D. Again, check out the report on No Surrender if you didn't get a chance to check out the pay-per-view, as a lot of stuff was definitely happening. NWA USA has Jay Spade defeated Sal Renaro, Jamie Stanley, and C.W. Anderson. Jay Spade gets the pin on Renaro, and as a result, he will get a junior heavyweight title match after the winner is crowned at Crockett Cup. Natalia Markova and Mae Valentine get into a little scuffle backstage because Markova claims that Valentine is jealous of her, so it looks like we will be getting this match sometime. Kyle Davis is with Tom Latimer and Camille at the podium and asks Camille why she got involved in last week's match between Kenzie Page and Natalia Markova, and Camille says that she was there to keep the peace. Tim Storm and Raven come in and say that Chris Adonis needs to come out tonight for his match with Marche Rocket. Storm asks Raven what he's doing there and if he's trying to go after his job, and a Medusa comes in and says that the NWA just made her co-director manager of the NWA USA. So a lot of power struggling happening here on this show. Chris Adonis quickly defeats Fable Jake with the Master Lock, and after the match, Marche Rocket comes out, and Tim Storm says that if Rocket gets a win over here, he will get a win over Chris Adonis tonight, he will get a national championship title match at the next pay-per-view. But that didn't happen, as Chris Adonis hits a low blow on Marche Rocket and puts him in the Master Lock for the win. NWA Power, this is part one of their Power Trip show from Oak Grove, which has Jack Stane defeated Eric Jackson quickly with a hard lariat. Chelsea Green defeated Kenzie Page, so it's interesting here that she's not in her hot mess gimmick after teasing that in the last couple NWA shows. We get a 2-out-of-3 falls match with Colby Carino defeated Rhett Titus. Titus gets the first fall after a dropkick. Carino gets a second fall after a roll-up by holding the ropes. And then he hits a low blow and a forearm to the back of the head for the win here. And then Camille defends her NWA Women's World Title Championship against Taryn Terrell, winning with the spear. We get the premiere episode of NXT Level Up. This is the show that's taken over the time slot that 205 Live had. So new theme music, new colors, but pretty much the same idea that it's been having the last couple weeks, where it's basically like the development for NXT. So we get a lot, see the same stars that are NXT on here, kind of, you know, getting their reps in. We have Harlan defeated Javier Bernal, destroying him very quickly. We have Ivy Nile and Tatum Paxley defeated Phelan Henley and Kayla Inlay. Inlay is the former ex-Tina K from AEW Dark, and she comes out to her own entrance, and theme music's here, and she seems to have formed a tag team with Henley. So it looks like she could possibly be signed to WWE now. And then Paxley is making her debut. She's a former cheerleader known as Natalie Holland, who signed back with WWE when they had their tryouts in August. And she looked pretty good here in her first match, but Nile gets a submission on Inlay for the win. And then commentary hypes up that Paxley possibly become Nile's partner in the Dusty Classic, which actually did end up happening, but their team did not last too long. And the main event here, Idris Inofe defeated Kushida. The finish came here with Inofe fighting out of Kushida's armbar and hitting a shooting star press for the win. This was treated as a big upset, a big win for Inofe, and a good case of the leveling up catchphrase, which we're using up for this show. On New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, we have the team of Eddie Pearl and Ricky Gibson, known as Midnight Heat, defeated Kevin Knight and the DKC. Midnight Heat are from Defy Wrestling. They're making their debut here, and they have like a throwback 80s tag team gimmick with their obviously their name, their music, and their look and everything. And they get the win by using the ropes for leverage. Fred Rosser defeated Gabriel Kidd in a really brutal, hard-fought 15-minute match here. Both men giving their all, but Rosser does come up on top. And the main event here, this is part of Jay White's, like, you know, US of J open series, where every time he has, like, a new challenger to face him. And this mystery opponent this week was Jay Lethal from AEW. So Jay White wins here in over 20 minutes with the Blade Runner. Really good main event here. And then commentary talks about the history between these two. And now Jay White has avenged against one of the few men who beat him back at Global Wars 2017. And then White mentions how now they need a rubber match, so maybe that'll happen sometime in AEW now that they're both working there in a way. And then White calls out whoever is next for his open challenge and says that there's a lot of free agents that out there that can step up to fight him. We go to WWE main event, where we have Veer Mahan defeated Apollo Crews with a DDT. And throughout the match, Veer played the babyface here as the crowd was behind him, and he kind of played out to the crowd and everything. So the main event, Mahan's undefeated streak continues. And Tommaso Ciampa defeated T-Bar with an inside cradle in a rematch from a couple weeks ago. We have the WWE Network editions of the week as ICW Fight Club, Progress Chapter 128. It should be noted that the Ring of Honor world title match between Jonathan Gresham and Chris Ridgeway was removed from this show. Should be interesting if the next show with the main event supposed to be Cara Noir and Isaiah Swerve or Shane Strickland. Should be interested if that gets removed, especially with the rumors of Swerve possibly going somewhere on Wednesday nights. And the network also added 10 episodes of WWE Superstars from January 1995 to April 1995. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.